cutting off the tongue. Monk Epiphanius left the monastery after the church reforms of 1656. He criticized the church and the Tsarist power allowed at the Cathedral of the Clergy in Moscow in 1666. For this, he was arrested and exiled to Serbia. After several years spent in exile, it was difficult to recognize him as a monk. However, even in inhumane conditions, he continued to uphold his convictions. Then Epiphanius was sentenced to cutting off the tongue. Executioner Gregory, who carried out the punishment, lived in exile for more than 20 years. The monk was asked whether he is ready to renounce his views, and he answered, no. The executioner pried open his mouth with his strong fingers. Then, with large, flat pincers, he took the unfortunate monk's tongue, squeezed it, and pulled it out of his mouth. The blood clung to the monk's face. He mumbled, protesting such injustice. And then, a pair of sharp scissors would appear in the executioner's hand. The monk's eyes widened as the executioner cut through the meat of his tongue. The monk almost chokes on his own blood, but the executioner burns the wound with a red-hot iron. Epiphanius would live another 12 years, silent and bound, but he never renounced his old rituals. In 1682, he and three other like-minded people were burned at the stake.